This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Colorado amusement park is opening today despite an uncertain future. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Elitch Gardens has sat between I-25 and Ball Arena in Denver for years. But there are big development plans for that land, stretching all the way to Empower Field at Mile High. The company behind that project is owned by Stan Kroenke, who also owns Ball Arena, the Denver Nuggets, and the Colorado Avalanche. The development will be mixed use and has different neighborhoods. And a map of those plans shows it overlaps with Elitch's water park and parking lots. But now it's unclear when that work will actually happen, or when Elitch's would have to close or move. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A state lawmaker is proposing an unprecedented fix for a tiny Southwest Metro school district amid a weeks-long teacher strike. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State Senator Jeff Bridges is drafting legislation to merge the Sheridan School District into Denver Public Schools. The proposal follows years of low academic performance and a depleted tax base. Bridges says the current strike was the final straw.
It is heartbreaking. It is tragic. It is time for this to get fixed.
Sheridan Superintendent Gioni Thompson is pushing back. He called the proposal shocking and likened a merger to forced assimilation. Thompson says the district, which has 800 students, has a strategic plan in place and needs more time to improve. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. Good morning.